Hello, folks. Today is Saturday the 31st. Just went down the mailbox today and I got a tape, which I'm glad to get. And you just taped it a week ago Saturday up at the cabin, so that was pretty fast moving if you sent it Monday and got it here Saturday. Really enjoyed listening to it, so now I feel that one tape deserves another, so here we go. Anyway, listen to your conservation program with great interest, and it sounds like it's pretty good. I guess that you're plenty busy on that. I recognize Quadna Mountain because that's where they ski in the wintertime, and I guess that was where you had your yearly meeting, whatever. It's too bad you missed out on your evening course there. Good luck if you take it another time. And I noticed that you went up to the lake Friday night. That's kind of a new trend. Remember, you never used to do that before because you always rather get up in the morning. So I wonder whose idea that was, mother or father or who's ever. But anyway, I'm glad to see you're getting up to the cabin often enough. And it's surprising that you haven't had any indications of snow yet. I'd think it'd be coming across pretty quick. Anyway, here we've been quite busy and flew today. Just got back at 11 o'clock this morning and went down to fly about 10 o'clock last night, so we're kind of busy. Anyway, getting back to your tape from the cabin. I noticed Mother and Grandma finally got on the tape, which was pretty good, so I'll answer a few questions here that they had. First off, Elner and Clifford, I'll write them. I haven't heard from them, never got a letter from them, so I wasn't aware that they had sent some letters. It's kind of too bad they haven't gotten through, but I'll write them a note later this afternoon. Probably send it off the same time I send this tape. So say hi to them for me until I get a letter off to them. Let them know that I haven't forgot them. It's just that sometimes I don't write all the time. Don't worry about the sharks. There's things much worse than that around here to worry about. In fact, lately, last couple of days, it's been such terrible weather that I haven't even been down the beach. That's kind of poor, but the sun hasn't been out, it's just been raining and storming, so we haven't been out in the ocean. Anyway, I have yet to see any sharks. They just report them from the airplanes and so forth around the area. But as far as the lemon cookies, I'm glad you sent them and all that, but I haven't received them yet. I think something happened and I might not get them. But anyway, keep sending them and use my old address up at CCK, the 1185 box number, 314 Tactical Airlift, APO 96319. That's the right APO, by the way. Sorry to give you the wrong one here at camera on the first off. That kind of screwed everything up. Anyway, I did receive the shirts and the socks. They're both very pretty, and I thought they were very nice, and last night I wore the yellow shirt down to the Navy Club for supper. At least I had a decent supper before I went out to fly last night. Warm, heated, at a table, wasn't rained on, so I'm happy. But I really don't need any more. I'm just glad for what I got, and that's plenty good. If you wanted to send me something, you could send me a couple of those Avon toothbrushes. I bought a couple of toothbrushes in the BX, and they're already falling apart, so I guess there's other companies that don't make them as good. I know you mentioned something about Ingrid calling from Denver and asking about the title card. Well, that's kind of a mix-up. Ingrid's a little concerned about various things, and I'm sending along the title card for her, and I hope that nothing is too screwed up. I guess the volume just changed now because I didn't have it turned all the way up. Hope you can hear me. I'll have to listen to it and see how it turned out. Otherwise, I might have to start all over again. Yeah, okay, and then the title card with Ingrid. The car itself is going to remain registered in Texas because of the fact the loan is still there. I still have a little money to pay off on it. And for Ingrid not to worry about it. The reason why she wanted the title card, if she hadn't told you, was because she put a little dent in the door due to a little carelessness. Car rolled backwards into another car. But anyway, that's can't be helped, I guess. And Grandma, it's nice to hear from you. I noticed your sharp ears picked up my little bit about my chickadee from Arkansas. Yes, we've been writing and so forth. I hope to see her when I go home, but you never know. I guess so far I haven't been too successful. I don't plan to be in the future for a while. I'm just kind of carefree, I guess. Just kind of flying here and flying there. That's the way it goes. But anyway, yeah, it's amazing that you caught that, Grandma. Meanwhile, about you, you mentioned this material in this, first in your letter, now on this tape. Well, I did get some for you when I was in Bangkok. In fact, I got a green print, and I guess it's one of the colors that you wanted, or at least that's what I remember it as. And it should be coming along. It's in a care package for and along with everybody else's Christmas presents, and that's from Santa, I guess. Santa from the other side of the world. And I hope to get home Christmas time, if possible. I really won't know for sure until I go back to CCK and arrange for my leave, but I'm going to try and get off in December, since that's when I would like to go home. I'd like to make it home for Christmas. But if not, I'll be home in January, provided they give me leave. I had to go back there a second to figure out what I had said and if I had covered it all. But anyway, it sounds like everybody was having a good time up at the cabin playing cards and chopping wood and watching the fire burn and sitting in the rocking chair and so forth. I wonder if you did any fishing. I suppose it's getting a little chilly for that, and the fish might not be biting anyway. But I'd sure like to be up there myself. I kind of miss the old place, but I don't think I'll be seeing a whole lot of it. I'm having my difficulties getting over there, so to speak. I know when I go home, I'm planning to do some skiing out in Colorado and all, but I will come home and try and make it for Christmas. I really don't know what kind of luck I'll have. It's hard to say. It's, you know, people will be rushing home at that time, and travel is hard to get if you don't want to pay anything for it like me. It'd cost about $700-$800 round trip if I was going to fly commercially, and I'm really not too zinged up about that, so I'm waiting for to make my break on the military plane, which is for nothing, and that's the kind of flying I like to do. But anyway, speaking of flying, here at Cameron we've been flying quite a bit. This my whole month of October, in 30 days I've flown over 100 hours. And that's quite a bit for 130 time, as far as our base is concerned. So I'm pretty happy about that, because that makes me aircraft commander that much sooner. And starting a new month, we'll fly about four or five more times, and we'll be heading out for Yokota in Japan for a little week of rest. And then back down to CCK for a rat race again. Probably get roped into scheduling right away, and I have a instrument check and a proficiency check and a tactical part of it to do as soon as I get back, so I guess I'll be busy. I haven't been worrying about getting too bored around here lately. Anyway, not too much has Manhattan. Other than that, last couple rides have been fairly eventful. We've lost our radar on one, so we had to come back. We lost. We had a fire in the GTC, which is the starter unit for the airplane. So we had to come back. This was all in flight, and today we lost. We shut down an engine for low oil pressure, which just kind of a cautionary measure. We didn't want to burn the old engine up, so we just came back on 3 instead of 4. And then, in fact, we had 2 emergencies. The first one, we had to come back and land because of the one of the crew entrance doors. It sprung open, not completely open, but it was hard to pressurize the airplane, so we had to come back and had that fixed. And an hour later, we were back off again, slipping the Surly Bonds. So it's here and there, and managed to keep things interesting. Never get too stuck in a track. Anyway, the big news around here has been this typhoon that hit on Thursday, the 29th. I mentioned a little bad weather and rain here before, but actually it turned out to be a typhoon, Louise. I don't know if you ever read about it in the newspaper. I guess it probably wouldn't have made the news over there, but anyway, it was kind of brisk. We had winds about 50, 70 miles an hour, and the sand was blowing around just like snow in the wintertime, and sand drifted all over the roads and really a mess. We're standing out after the lights went out, just got done eating supper. We stood outside and watched the roofs blow off across the street as living quarters for the enlisted troops in the 3 buildings that hold about 150 or so troops each building. Just the roofs just completely blew off. As I imagine, it was kind of irritating for them. Everything got wet for them, I'm sure. And the next day when we went down to fly, the roof on the squadron building had blown off, so everything was wet down there, 2 inches of water on the floor, and the ceiling was soaked, and chairs were soaked to sit on. It was kind of a mess, but we don't stay at the squadron very long because we just brief in and go on the fly. So they got a roof on it today when we went flying. It's nice. But the storm was really, really wild, and everybody, you know, haven't seen one before, so it's really amazing how people just run around and, you know, get all excited about, you know, things that maybe aren't all that bad, which they really weren't all that bad. The rest of the base was quite unharmed. I know in our building, our roof didn't even leak. It was built a little stronger than the others, I guess, but as it turned out, we had no trouble. You know, it just, we didn't have any electricity. That went out right away. And our phones are still out 3 days later after the storm, no phones. But I guess there's not too many people to call anyway, so I don't mind. I get my mail as long as the post office puts out once in a while. I'm in communication with the rest of the world. But during the storm, I was down by the sea, and the waves were just huge and just boiling, and sand, dirt, green, and it was, you know, kind of different to witness a storm, you know, right by the sea like that. But as quickly as it came, it also left, and it left behind some rainstorms. We're starting to get in the monsoon season, I guess, because it's been raining quite a bit now, and everybody in the crew is sleeping in the room, so I'm in the lounge, just sitting here with me and my cassette, speaking the words, and they're all tired. I took a sleeping bag with me, and I got to sleep a couple hours on the airplane, so I'm relatively chipper today. But those 10-hour missions kind of take it out of you if you stay awake for the whole thing, even during the daytime, sitting in one place. And, well, you can get up and walk around, but you don't do that too often. We had a mission a couple Well, lately we've been seeing all the 52s strike. You see them come and you see them turn around. You can't see them see the bombs drop, but you can see them turn around after they've dropped them and come back and they fly back and land in Thailand. They see them do their little show every day. And once in a while you get a MiG launch out of Hanoi and they get pretty close. We've had 21s within about, I'd say a 15-20 minute drive from us. Kind of makes you a little leery of what's going on. We're ready to take the mad dash, but so far nothing threatening. We've been quite safe so far. The closest we've come to any problem is EB-66 has come right off our noses a couple times, yeah, riding around up there without any radar contact, I guess, because nobody has record of them. Kind of all on the quiet, I believe. But anyway, as I said before, I'm looking forward to leaving, of course, and going up to Japan, see if I can get some lenses for my camera and get a few more things purchased, and figure out some way to get a hookup between there and back to the States, because that's probably where I'll be going through, unless I go down to Clark in the Philippines. But the leave status is kind of up in the air. I hope to get what I want. My aircraft commander is going to a hospital in Texas to have his ears re-examined. Before he came over here, he had some trouble with them, and now they recalled him for another checkup. So he'll be going there as soon as we get back from this assignment, and I'm going to try and go with him, and if I get to go with him, I'll be there, should be home by the 10th of December, but this is also something quite tentative and not to be planned on. I really don't know how I'll get home if I don't go with him, because you see, we could fly an airplane together, otherwise I'll have to hitchhike across the ocean like I did when I missed my airplane coming over here, which is an old story. But anyway, things look it up, and I guess even though the weather's kind of bad, I'm chipper enough, so I'll be ready to leave this place in about 10 more days, I believe. We might even be scheduled to be going back in 8 more days if everything turns out right. Okay, well, I listened to the tape again, so back again, we're going to figure out some more what I wanted to say. I'm sure I'll forget some more, but if I remember it, I'll put it on. I bought these Christmas presents that I mentioned I was sending along. I sent along one box. It had the stuff from Thailand, and this is some material, some tablecloths, and some billfolds. They're all labeled and marked, and I, for who they're for, and I also wrote a letter saying what they were. And then there's another box that has four packages of carved wooden fruit, and they're also labeled. And I'd appreciate if you wrapped them up and sent them off, if they are supposed to be sent off, and if not, just make sure they're under the tree. And hope everybody likes them. I did the best I could in 2 days for being in Thailand, and the wooden fruit, I talked to a guy I met at Pope, North Carolina, who's stationed at Clark, to bring him over here to me, because there's a good chance of us not going to Clark, and if we did, it might be too late to send it home in time for Christmas. So anyway, these two packages are in the mail and on the way, so hope you get them. And don't forget to use my old address at CCK now, because I'll be heading back soon, and it won't make much sense to mail anything down here, because it'll just take forever to get back up there. And greet Uncle Laura, not Marg, and ask Uncle Laura if he has any directions or a better address for this orphan, because I'll be going back to CCK trying again, and I don't know where to start. I'm trying to dream up some ideas, and I don't know. It's kind of hard, but I'm sure I'll find her. I'll go back and retrack and regroup, and I'm sure I'll come up with something. Anyway, I hope they got up to the cabin once in a while, and they had a good summer and enjoying the fall. Say hi to Rick and Judy. And I haven't heard from Rick and Judy, so I don't know where they are. But if you see Judy, tell her that I'll probably be in Tokyo, or Japan at least, at Yokota, in the VOQ, starting about the 10th of November until about the 15th or 17th of November, something like that. So if she wants to see if she can get a hold of me this time or whatever works out better, just see what happens, huh? I tried last time and the phone connections were just terrible. But anyway, say hi to John and Linda and the little ones. I noticed that they're going up to the cabin, and wonder if the little ones are learning how to swim. No time like the present to waterproof them dudes. And hope they're all fine. Imagine John's going to school and Lynn's staying at home taking care of the kids. And they're busy. But and if you hear from Ingrid, tell her hi. I wrote her not too long ago, about a week ago, I guess. Got a letter from her. She had told me that she had crunched in the old car. So I don't know what shape it's going to be in by the time I get back home. I was planning to get to use it a little bit before I had to get rid of it. But have to wait and see till I get back. Nothing to worry about, I guess. And well, I think I've just about said everything I've wanted to say. I've emptied out my notes and everything that I wanted to say, and hope everyone is fine. Say hi to everyone for me, and if I have any more on this to think of before I send it off later tonight, I'll put it on. Otherwise, I guess this is it. So I'm trying to stay out of the rain, and my bones haven't rusted out yet, so I'll be writing or talking to you in another couple of weeks or so, and let you know how my trip to Japan is, so forth. And hope everyone there is fine. It sounds that mother and grandma and father and everyone is in good health, which is fine and good to hear. And be signing off now. If I think of anything, I'll put it on. If I don't, I'll just toss this in the mail and hope you get it in a couple days. Bye for now.